What are the three steps that managers can plan and execute to make sure that their teams are leveraging artificial intelligence on a daily basis? Scouting is a very effective method of like studying a market and being on the lookout. Scouting has steps that are about finding, checking, and experimenting with tools that are available off the shelf. I believe that each company, every company, should have a scouting process continuously going on to make sure that you look for the next tool that you want to embed in your processes. Second, study processes. Many companies are going on an autopilot, which means that they take their processes for granted. I see in my customers and in other places that we study processes like organizations and communities and the conferences that companies do not pay a lot of attention to processes that take them for granted. But if you map out your process, you can find inefficient steps or manual steps. But please remember, artificial intelligence, it's not about automating, it's about predicting. Robotic process automation, it's about automating. So first step is automating stuff in a processes that is being done manually by people. But then artificial intelligence will help you to predict a lot if you automate part of the processes. And that's very critical and tough thing to do because everybody is busy on a daily basis and do not pay a lot of attention to the processes. So if you have scouting in place, which means you're looking for solutions and you try to experiment with them to choose the one you want to use in your business. The second is map out the processes and improve them. And the third thing is share that with your leadership or share that with your executives, because automation and prediction has a lot of sense if it's scaled. If it's pocketed a little bit here and a little bit there, it will not increase your return of investment at the highest level because it will be improving only a department or business line results. So those three steps, I would highly encourage you to consider taking if you want artificial intelligence to improve your bottom line. Where, according to McKinsey respondents, AI was mostly adopted. I found this interesting report conducted and crafted by McKinsey Consultancy, and they clearly said that in telecom industry and in high-tech industry, the AI adoption was at the highest level. But not only, also in travel industry, which is on the third plate, mostly humans are supported, or putting other words, human work is augmented mostly by artificial intelligence in those industries in sales and marketing. One of the important elements of sales and marketing is pipeline health monitoring, where artificial intelligence can actually analyze a lot of historical data, make predictions, and also big patterns. So sales and marketing is a very important thing. Service operations in this industry is the second area where AI is always well adopted. Service operations are mostly removing repetitive tasks, but remember that AI is not about automation. Artificial intelligence is about predictions. So predicting the next thing, the next task, the next streamline work, the next cost element, the next failure or fraud is something that actually belong to service operations. So that's the second area. And the third area that is very, very common for AI adoption is new product development. If you want to learn more about that, on my website, rxcusa.com, there is an article about how artificial intelligence supports new product or new service development process. But please remember that in this space, there's a lot of to explore. Let's imagine you are a telecom and you want to come up with the next pricing or the next offering element or big build bundles. That's also new product and service development where artificial intelligence can help you to determine what should be added to the new phone. Maybe it shouldn't be next Spotify subscription or YouTube premium subscription, but it might be an insurance or another tablet with a smart speaker. Because based on historical and your profile customers' data, that'd be the best bundle. So that's only one example how artificial intelligence can bring new opportunities to new product development. So please remember, according to McKinsey, telecom, high-tech industry, travel industry, and then sales and marketing, business operations, and new product development. That's where the artificial intelligence is adopted at the highest pace.
Why you should use plenty of AI? The only goal is to do it for good. Your knowledge and domain expertise can be shared quicker and faster with people if you use AI. How? ChatGPT, Google Bard, Grammarly, and other tools can quickly summarize your knowledge. You can quickly write bullet points and share them with people to inspire them, to give you directions and hints. Recently, I was asked by my friend, Arek, how do you craft your articles on arekskuza.com? Usually, it took me like 30 minutes to answer that question comprehensively. I just sketch a note, give it to ChatGPT, let it summarize it and share it with friends. That's what I consider AI for good. It's great to share and help other people. Other things is whenever you're writing something like an article, you need to research a lot and read a lot. Not every article you want to read makes sense. So sending that through ChatGPT or Bard or any other summarizing tool will give you a hint if that proper article is worth your time. And that's good because you want to read a lot of interesting and valuable stuff and just put like something what is not relevant on the side. That will create better presentation at the end, better article or better speech if you want to share your knowledge. That's the second way of doing AI for good, using AI for good. And the third one is teach people how to use it. Make tutorials, ebooks, publish them everywhere. The AI is here like an air. We will brief it any way we like it or not, but we can help other people to grasp it quicker and use it for good too.
Niche AI. I would like to focus on those are not edge cases, but they make an app or data solution stands out from the crowd. I'm talking about like very narrow use cases. For instance, indigenous people. If you think about people that were native to America, their language is different. It's usually dialect. It's very narrow in terms of population. Not many people speak that language, but there is enough population around the world that use different accent, dialect, different languages, that if they buy Siri or Google Assistant or any other voice control device, if that device cannot recognize their communication, it will be useless for them. Another example, think about people that cannot hear and they use hands to communicate with others. If you that person approached the checkout point in a store or in the railway station, or she or he approaches a checkpoint and the airport, if that person cannot communicate properly, the digital solution is useless. So if they use the hand to communicate, it would be great to have a camera that understands their language. Another example could be people with moving disability. They cannot move, they cannot jump and walk. So for them, solutions like Oculus or MetaQuest can be useless in terms of recognizing movements. I would like to inspire you or think about building niche cases. Cases for a specific, maybe smaller than millions or billions of people, a group of target customers or clientele or partners that can use your solution in their particular situations. How artificial intelligence is going to change digital marketing. There are several elements that when we look at the artificial intelligence are already there that will actually influence and already influence digital marketing. So first of all, predictive analytics. Predictive analytics is something super critical because it can predict. Predicting analytics can give you an accuracy
of the something happened thing. So for instance, you can see how people are going to consume your online advertising during a summer in Texas. The predictive analytics can help you do that. So in artificial intelligence in digital marketing can actually provide that information. So before AI, we couldn't do it. The predictions were very lame. Their accuracy was close to 0 or 10%. Now we can talk about 70, 80, 90% of prediction quality. A second thing, chatbots. Chatbots can actually trigger more actions today. So for instance, if you have a customer visiting your website and reading your blog and the chatbot used to pop up and say, hey, ask me anything. Now the chatbot, by analyzing what you're reading and consuming, can trigger a conversation, give you a phone call, send you an email, or start asking, hey, I see you are reading about predictive analytics. There is another article on our website that I can suggest. So chatbots become more intelligent today. Content curation, that's another thing. We all know large language models, ChatGPT and things like that. Very interesting tools, but also Grammarly recently put like option to design text. Microsoft Designer put a tool out there that can build design for you and give captions with hashtags. So content curation, content preparation, change digital marketing. Now we can produce text that are search engine optimization friendly from the very beginning, that are to the point. And if you know how to prompt chats, they can actually be designed for the particular niche, particular customers considering their pain points. So that's the third thing, which is also very important. And the fourth one is automated advertising. Advertising online is 100% data driven. There's no gray space there. Numbers works or numbers don't work for you. So if you pull up those numbers, then the advertisement and commercials can be changed on the go and they can be adjusted on the fly. That will change, and it's changing digital marketing forever, because before that we were reconfiguring, waiting for a week and then coming back and waiting 2 weeks and coming back and checking back and forth. Now it can be adjusted dynamically on the fly. Solid use cases for artificial intelligence implementation. What I mean by three solid use cases is basically if you go there, you will get good results. Internet is full of different ways how you can use artificial intelligence, how you can bring machine learning or data monetization to life. Some of them are very solid. There is a lot of fantasy there too. So today I would like to tell you about three use cases. When you get them right, I mean, when you get them, you don't really need to get them so right. When you get them, you actually get good results always. One is B2B pricing. When you are in B2B business, you actually have, and you have, proposals you lost or won, customers you lost or won. You can have a lot of qualitative and quantitative data about your history. For instance, you understand the contracts that customers were willing to sign. You understand the level of compliance. You have your service level agreement in place. You charge your customers on monthly basis or yearly basis, whatever you want. And you have a lot of data. And you can predict a lot based on that. And that's what is B2B pricing. To get the help of algorithms, predict the price in the future and the conditions and the agreement structure in the future. That's one solid use case for artificial intelligence. Second is audience forecasting. Imagine you have a lot of users that are going to your website. You have a data about the conversion rates, retention rates. You have a churn. You know how much time they spend on a website, in your e-commerce site. You, for example, a cruise company, and you sell cruises or trips or traveling around the world, and you have a lot of big data. Based on that, you can build segments, cohorts, and micro segments. That's what is audience forecasting. That's another solid use case. Why this use case
90% time of work, mostly because you can predict a lot of different situations when the specific things happen. For instance, if you get 60 plus people to your website, you can be sure that they will spend more time in paying for the card than generation that is fluent in internet and fluent with mobile devices. 60 plus people usually spend more time before spending money than the younger people. That's pretty obvious. But then when you work with micro segments, you can see how these people will behave afterwards. And the third use case is Net Promoted Score. Net Promoted Score, which actually tell your customers if you will be recommended to another customers. Chatbots, artificial intelligence in natural language processing, machine learning, pattern prediction. That's a lot of things that can increase or at least maintain your Net Promoted Score at a certain level. Imagine you talking to your customers on Slack. All that conversation through Zapier and GPT can be summarized and the sentiment can be learned from that. So use these three solid use cases in your artificial intelligence and data monetization projects. Have a good day and take care. Bye-bye.